The cost for this design for these projects is $108,000 is what we have. They haven't billed us all completely, but that's a lot for design of these projects. But the main reason I wanted this on the agenda, and it's a pretty old item now because it was tabled and not discussed and everything else, was because the whole thing about trying to determine how the 35th Street water main that's been eliminated was funded, you cannot find it in these invoices. So if you want to find the water main for the Sacred Heart project, it says Sacred Heart water main. If you want to find the water main improvements for 35th Street, it's wrapped up in water main improvements on page 84 for $23,000. So I don't know what we spent on water main design for a project that never got built and that we removed. So that should have been broken up. And there was actually, we want to say there's two projects. There are actually three projects that were part of this drainage issue, the one that was removed. That was my only point. Better accounting. You can't follow the money on a project if it's not invoiced out properly. So I don't have anything else on that one.
Is there a motion, please, on file?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7 on page 89, phase one of 68th Street design, Loomis Road to Putes Road, Lakeside Engineers.
Moved to option A.
Second.
That's for option A. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
I have a question on that.
Alderman Wilhelm.
What is the
by
large...
By the way, motion carries.
What is the difference between the pricing? How much more are we... Is this this other company going to cost us? Is copies of all three submittals are available at the engineering office. So you got submittals. You couldn't even put in the three costs? I mean, we don't need to see the entire bid package, but couldn't we see what those costs were and how much
it would be disingenuous because they each wrote their own scope of what they prepared, and so they were proposing different items, different things, different processes, and as professional services, we don't try not to bid it out as a dollar per dollar project. A cheaper firm may provide you a more expensive project.
Well, doesn't the residents need have?
No,
they don't need to know anything. Okay, I'm voting no on that.
They do have in their proposal an open house at the Polish Center that they were proposing that so they could collect information and educate the public. So
the other ones didn't.
They had different methods in and out. I think one was proposing to educate everyone here at a council meeting, I believe. The other had some other ideas on how to have the public meeting. But this was Polish Center was specifically mentioned by this firm.
Typically, though, don't we? I mean, just like on the item where they had the different estimates from, bids that came in from $2.5 million to, 4.6 million. I mean, I think what the Alderwoman's saying is you can't just list, like when we do roads for the local street program, why you can't put the dollar amount, even though the dollar amount may be different because, like you said, it's not just, it's more open-ended, basically, right, is what
I appreciate what you're saying, but when you start bidding out professional services, someone's proposing something much, much better, so it's a higher price. And I use the prices when I do ask for prices to judge what they're proposing. So the theory is that if you ask, three or four firms who have similar overheads, an engineer at one firm makes pretty much the same salary as an engineer at another firm. So when you see one that's an outlier, that means if it's too high, they either were really detailed in their scope that the other ones weren't, or if they're really low, they miss something that everybody else got, or they're maybe the more efficient at what they do. So that's when you say, this one's half the price or a third of the price of this other firm. Then you kind of read more into those sections to figure out why they're different. Again, professional services, like legal fees and accountants, you know, you try not to bid these out, but I do ask for prices. One, we have a budget for their services, so I that's important to make sure that what they're proposing matches that, because communities I've worked for in the past where you ask for give me the world of what you can do, they tell you everything they can do, and they give you a fee for that. Once you select them, then it's you can't afford it, so you have to cut out the things, and you know, now you're not getting what you're looking for. So I do ask for prices, but it's only as a method of evaluating, not as proposing.
It's very difficult to bid a professional services contract unless you issue a very detailed specification of scope of work, because really what you're looking for is who's going to do the best job for you within a set budget amount, and what's your rate to do that.
But wouldn't it be helpful to have the dollar amounts in here and then explain why they went with, you know, company A compared to B or C? They're going to do offer this. That's why, I mean, there's what's the reason you chose it? I mean, that's what I'm getting at, why it's not listed, I guess.
I think I tried to list some of the issues that they brought up. For example,
reasons to select, why you, okay.
And I tried not to. I don't want to badmouth the other firms and tell why I didn't select those, but this is positive points of this firm,
okay,
that I think is appropriate. Right. And again, these are always available in my office. If you have any questions beforehand or afterwards, you're welcome to come down, and I can walk you through the selection process.
Okay. Just so we're clear, the motion is to not execute a contract but bring one back. Is that your intention, your motion, or are you intending a motion to execute a contract and move forward?
Option A, you did.
Option A.
Option A.
Well, read it clear. Read it. Says,
oh, you want me to read option A?
I want you to read it. It says,
we will return.
Negotiate it and bring it back. Or do you want a contract negotiated and executed?
I thought we were going to execute it.
That's not what the motion says.
Okay.
Yeah, to finalize. This is the execute. To finalize.
So,
it.
Your motion, as I understand it, I'm not putting words in your mouth, is direct staff to execute a contract with Lakeside Engineering for preliminary design of 68th Street.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Execute a contract.
Right.
We already voted on it. No,
yes, we did.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
But that's what the motion was, and it was 5-1.
Well, the motion was actually to return it to the Common Council.
You don't have the contract in front of you. Or the contract dollar amount.
Okay. Motion passes. Move on.
It comes back to us.
Yeah.
Option A, which is,
Page 91, item G8. Resolution to accept a $7,500 grant from Bay Lake East, Central Wisconsin, and North, whatever, sewer planning commissions for tree planting.
Move to accept.
Second.
It's got to be discussion. It's got to be. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries. G9, on page 111, Industrial Park Sewage Lift Station Abandonment. Mr. Morrow.
To follow up on your last question, you know, this is an example where I asked for prices, and so the three firms that's provided prices are vastly different. So when you looked at them, the firm that was very low wasn't providing the services I felt like we needed. In addition, this firm was a high firm, but when I looked at what they were proposing, they're proposing a project that would actually save $500,000 or more dollars than what the other firms were proposing. So this is a situation where someone could, you know, you're paying them more, but you're really saving a lot of money in the overall project cost. Plus the fact that once I read it, there's a few things I'd like to add to their proposal. So when I finalize their contract, I will add it. So I hate for someone to get a dollar amount stuck in their head, and when I come back, it's a higher, or at least an altered contract. So this is the project where we're abandoning a lift station along South 60th Street for the industrial park, and we're running this sewer north and to the Ryan Creek Interceptor. We invited five firms. Only three of them submitted a proposal. Looking at it, Greeley and Hansen is actually the firm that has designed the project for the Waukesha Water Return Line. And the Waukesha Water Return Line, by coincidence, happens to be going down 60th Street at the same year that we've put this on our schedule for for construction. So they're proposing a method, whereas we would basically work out a deal with Waukesha. You know, people ask what's in it for the city of Franklin for having this project. So the idea, this firm has done enough preliminary investigation that basically one ditch, that they would put our pipe in the bottom, and then they would come up and they wouldn't put their pipe over the top of ours, but basically be in the same ditch. And then the city of Waukesha, or at least the Waukesha Water Utility, would pay for all the restoration. We could, including as part of their project, we could save construction mobilization. We can save a lot of the construction inspection. We could save survey. We could save a lot of things that it's proposing. So this one, I'm actually proposing two things. Actually, one, we negotiate with the City of Waukesha Great Lakes Water Alliance, GWA, to come up with an intergovernmental agreement that I'll return to the Common Council with, so that we can get in writing what they would and would not pay for and how that would work. And then also a professional services contract with Greeley and Hansen to do a project.
So moved. Option A.
Second.
Discussion? Alderman Lowell.
How much was the difference between this one and the other ones?
This one had 100, I would say, well, there were three firms. So one was close to 50, like $48,000 or $49,000. One was roughly $79,000, and then this one was $128,000. But like I said, when you look at what they were proposing, and then, too, you can look at their submittals. So
the low one was how much?
And this is
$50,000.
This is why, yeah,
so
roughly 50.
$50,000 and $128,000, and you can't get the $50,000 low bid people to do the design that you want? I mean,
I think that's exactly why we don't bid out professional services. So I gave them the opportunity to tell me how they would do the project for us and give us the best value. And so they're proposing a less expensive fee, but that would be a directional drilling and have a lot less coordination with the City of Waukesha. So they're proposing an open cut project, which until we actually do the negotiation with Waukesha, I can't tell you exactly what that 128 will be. But it's just a lot more design effort to design an open cut project. So when you design an open cut project, you know, you've got all the traffic coordination, you've got the utilities that you're cutting, you've got...
Let me cut this short. How much does it cost to build a house? That's what you ask these consultants for. You can't compare them apples to oranges. You got to look at what they give you. And if you get a $49,000 submittal for a project that you know is going to be $250,000, you don't go with them.
And again, these were available in my office. I'd be more than happy to show them to you. I can tell you.
And they're not bids.
They're not bids. So they're proposals.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Five ayes. One no, no absent, no abstention. Motion carries. G10, page 113, the status of the overtime budget in Department of Public.
A motion to approve option B, acknowledge the highway overtime budget is expected to be at least 2,000 in deficit end of the year and address it at that time.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for keeping us up to date on that. It's important, especially after what we're going to hear a couple items down the road. G11, on page 115, contract with Rucker & Mielke for professional services for what we know as Area D. Is this you, Nick?
Yeah, I can get started.
Steve. Motion to approve. No, we got to wait. Yeah. Well, I guess I can give a little. So I've had a meeting with Rucker & Mielke. Two meetings with them regarding a motion that we made. When was that? January of 2017? Does that sound right?
Well, it depends on how far back you want to go. It actually is
right.
But Mr. Everly, you can join.
But
Mr.
we Fox. Made a motion. I made a motion that this passed this body that basically said investigate, put it in, you know, put it in the water, put it in the sewer, looking at roads, because we have money that we either have to spend or close a TID. I mean, that's kind of what we've been talking about. And I think, you know, our former economic development director was working on this, but then Ballpark Commons, it really kind of took over, and then he obviously left us in February, and the project kind of was stagnant a little bit, I would say.
That's fair.
Except for you guys are still working on Nick, right? I think you guys are still having meetings and conversations with Mr. Eberle and that. So it was a week and a half ago we met, and then last week we met, and now they're going to kind of tell us what we're looking at.
They've guys got Mr. Fuchs.
All right. So in front of you is the contract with Ripper Milkey to provide engineering services for the design of phase one improvements for the proposed business park with an area D. The current phase one, I think it's been revised a bit since it's been before the council previously, but it includes the public utilities, the sewer and water for the west side of the park, lift stations, and then the phase one streets, which are shown in black, which would include the north-south road from Oakwood to about almost the county line road, and then also West Elm Road. The contract, the task order, is capped at about $1.2 million. Funding would be provided through TID 4, which allows for expenditures to occur until June 2020. There are sufficient funds within TID 4 to pay for the this design work. So if approved, Rucker and Milkey would begin work right away from the city side. The city would need to identify a project manager to work with Rucker and Milkey. And then also we'd begin contacting property owners for access to their property and get the field work underway.
If
Alderman Taylor.
If you look at your packet on page 115, at the bottom, there's some bullet points. And it shows roughly how much money would be spent on infrastructure. Also shows how much projected development would be occurring that we know of with Wheaton Franciscan Interstate Partners and that. And I think that what's important is at the very bottom of the last bullet point says that, you know, if we, which was my concern, if we build this and they don't come and projects don't happen, do we have, I mean, are we okay? Will we have, when the TIF has to close, will we have the money there? And the answer is yes. And I think Paul can, you know, he's nodding his head. So, I mean, we know that there is a lot of development to the south of us with Foxconn. You know, we know that we have interest. I mean, everything's kind of been percolating. I got another meeting scheduled next week. So I've had probably four or five. The mayor and I have one on Thursday. So, you know, I think getting ready for what's to come is important. I mean, I know we prioritize Ballpark Commons to be our number one focus. That's well underway. And, you know, we have the Bear development. That's moving along. And here we have, you know, decisions we have to make. And there's a reason why we're developing, or it's being proposed to develop, the portion that they are first, which is kind of like the western and southwestern portion of that area. So it also, the way it's laid out with the roads and access and that, it, you know, keeps traffic off of Oakwood Road, which has always been a concern of mine with the residents that live on Oakwood and the, you know, the Hidden Oak subdivision and that. So, but I think that bottom bullet point gives me, you know, comfort that we're going to, you know, be laying the groundwork for some good economic development. We have the money and way to pay it off. That there's enough money in the TID coming in already.
So just so this is on the recording.
Yeah.
The bullet point says, if the developments, let me rephrase this. I'm going to take a liberty here, but if no other development happens in Area D, is that correct, Paul?
Correct.
Okay. doing it for legal purposes, do not occur, and the city expends the estimated $9 million in project costs, including this engineering fees, the TIF would still have an estimated balance at the end of the life of the TIF remaining of $700,000 cash balance. So we have the money to do $9 million if no other development occurs.
And if it occurs, we could close it early, do more, or
if it's before 2020.
Before 2020, and also to keep in mind that, and if I'm correct, that the whatever balance is remaining when it's done, it gets doesn't just go to the city of Franklin; it goes to all the taxing authorities. So we only get a certain portion of that, so it's not all ours. So like we've done in the past, I remember spending money before we closed the business park, the current business park, we spent money on Oakwood Road improvements to about about $500,000 that would have been taxpayer funded.
City of Franklin.
Instead, we spent that money instead of cutting a check for, you know, $350,000 or $400,000 to the school district of Milwaukee County to MMSD. We did what we thought was financially the best interest for the city and spent that money. So we could look at doing, if we had a balance, if we could spend it to benefit our residents before in that area, because you can go outside by quarter mile, half a mile. So there's things that we can do. And I'll make the motion to adopt.
I'll second.
All right. Alderman Tandrea, then Alderman Mayer.
So who we're going to be, who's acquiring the lots, the land to be able to put the infrastructure in?
At this point, no one. I've had conversations with several development entities about potentially acquiring the property. No one has come, I mean, full disclosure, right? No one has come forward and said, I want to dump a whole bunch of money into buying all of these lots. But I am currently in conversation with one who has not said no, who said, what kind of help can we do here? And then he said, and by the way, I got a $250,000 square foot project. Where can I put it? So with this decision, I'll be able to have more substantive discussions with people. But part of this $9 million may be some accommodation to a company who would acquire all of the land. So rather than put in the northern part of that street, we'll spend that money on helping for acquisition. Who knows, right?
Sure.
But we're going to get the engineering done.
At this point, just strictly engineering.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No asphalt.
Well, I'm glad to see it, Steve. I mean, we could have seen this a while ago, but I'm glad to see it now.
Yep.
I mean, I know that we're up against the wall in regards to the timing of this project and utilizing it, utilizing our existing TID. I'm in favor of moving forward.
Bottom there.
I just want to point out, we haven't had the discussion in a while. This is, on the downside, this is in the Oak Creek School District, so the school taxes will be going to Oak Creek. But that being said, I was originally not in favor of this because I thought it was going to stretch our resources too thinly, and we wouldn't be able to focus on development in the Franklin School District. Since then, though, we do have development in the Franklin School District going quite well. On several fronts, so I can now support moving over and support this, as long as we keep in mind the caution that I don't want to see our resources stretched too thinly. And by resources, I mean our personnel and our project management team.
Anyone else? Motion on the floor to approve entering into the contract. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. You can meet with us tomorrow, right? And you'll have first round of drawings on Wednesday. G12 on page 129, status of resolution of signed rental agreement.
Motion
with
to
Tower.
Approve option B.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G13 is an ordinance to amend. This is page 131, an ordinance to amend the budgets for fiscal year 2018 to move contingency to a descriptive accounts. Any questions?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Roll call vote.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Alderman Dandrea.
I think
we should hear from Paul on this. Just to get some clarifications. Paul, do you want to add any input on this item? I hate to just...
Mr. Rosenberg.
This item, Mr. Mayor, takes the previous council actions to appropriate or use contingency appropriations and classifies them as they should be classified had they been considered in the original budget. And that is the sole purpose of this, to take prior actions and classify them properly. Finance Committee has reviewed this and recommends its approval.
By the way, it's not mentioned in here, but the City of Franklin now is completely completely covered by emergency response preemption systems in the city, that giving the police and fire departments the ability to switch to traffic signals. That was a program that you guys bought into when I said, let's do it, and didn't have the authority to do that, but we did it right back in 2014. So we now have the ability to have our police and fire control signals, increasing safety for the police and fire department, as well as our motoring public, as well as increasing response time. So that's a good thing that you all did. So thank you very much. So, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Item G14 is a presentation and discussion on the pending 2019 budget.
I know it's been a long meeting, so I will try and go through this quickly. If I go too quickly, please
Mark,
ask any questions or have me slow down. Paul's handing out a copy of the sheet that is on the projector overhead, and I will refer to that.
Alderman Mayor have left their seats at 26 after.
So the focus here, at the early in the year, we were asked to continue to move budget issues for 19, since we knew there would still be challenges for 19, move them forward. Last month, you got the CAFR, and so this is an update. We had the same thing around this time last year on an initial projection for 2018. And so I figure the best way to begin talking about 2019 is to have some concept of how exactly did we solve the 2018 budget dilemma, $1.6 million. I know we all went through the budget process together, but understanding how the... for 2019... So on the screen, the first column labeled initial 2018 projection, that leads you to the PowerPoint we had last year that said we're $1.595 at $1.6 million anticipated potentially short. At that same meeting, we gave you the second column that said we have some ideas how we can solve some of it, but it doesn't solve all, and that there's still nearly a $900,000 potential shortfall, which is the bottom of column two. So then the third column, the adopted budget variance from that initial, this is sort of a high-level summary of what actually occurred. So, for example, whereas we anticipated we would be spending about have to cover $428,000 in personnel, additional personnel costs, during the budget process, we were able to find ways to shave that down by about $90,000. Health insurance, we were anticipating being able to do some adjustments to the health plan to bring the initial estimate, which was about a 15% increase, down about $237,000. We brought it down in the general fund about $182,000. That $237,000 ended up getting spread to other funds. For example, the library had $33,000 of additional savings in above the 182. This is just the general fund summary. So we got close to the number, but unfortunately, the actuary required some adjustments on the retiree side that ate up some of that. But there was still over $100,000 in savings that came from that. One of the things that worked in our favor that wasn't anticipated at the time, because there's no numbers here, is that our mod for workers' comp continued to go down. And we saw an unexpected reduction in their cost of $143,000. That was one of the more significant pieces. That was about 10% of the problem, 9%. I've thrown this column here just to let you see sort of the perspective of how much of the solution it provided. We made a couple decisions that we anticipate will continue. If we have 1 year property tax payments back, we're paying them out of fund balance. That takes that away from being a deficit problem. We went through budgets, cut about $42,000. We ended up anticipating we were going to be losing $28,000 in transportation aids, whereas the state was doing some budget work and ended up increasing transportation aids. Although we lost some other expenditure restraint money, the net between those two was about $112,000 in additional revenue that in June we didn't know to anticipate. This is an interesting line. We knew we had police, current existing police officers' salaries being diverted to grant, which means if the grant money goes away, it's a hole to fill. What we decided to do was pull that revenue into the budget. So if it doesn't get filled, we do have a shortage there. A big one that solved it was building permits. We also increased ambulance fees. After more detail, we were able to do that. Bill increased his health revenue. So we did a lot of work on the revenue side. And the big one is, although net new construction increase in property taxes was $100,000, we actually had about $500,000 in added property taxes built in. And then from what we anticipated, giving the